Hello and welcome to the Elevated World Experience session, where we're focusing on what do we want this elevated world. Some people refer to it as the new world, the new earth experience to be. Whether we're conscious of it or not, we created what is in the world as a collective. And so to create this elevated world experience that we are moving into, that we have the contrast to know what we want to be different, what we want to expand upon, what we want to experience. We are, and I'll say it this way, responsible to create this. And there are aspects of it that we want to be conscious of. We don't bring any heaviness in. The contrast will still be there, but it's more of a differentiation contrast where you'd say, oh, I love a rose and I love a lily, but today I'm more drawn towards the rose. It's not that one is better per se than the other. It's just that you acknowledge the difference and your preference in the difference. The contrast we live in now is more of there's a lower, heavier contrast, and then there's the higher experience. That is the polar side of it. But we don't need that polarity anymore in the elevated world experience, because it's more just about the experience that we're having, that we are moving through in its fullness, and we don't look at it as heavy. So the heaviness can't go with us. But in the other session that we moved through, where we are focusing on our individual frequency and the way that we're showing up in the world and the version of us that we want to be that matches what we want to experience, I shared about allowing and inviting lower frequencies, the lowest point of your spectrum, to move. So we're not really carrying heavy energies into the elevated world experience. Instead, we're just allowing the fullness of whatever's in our field to move and to be felt and processed so that it continues the expansion. It's not heaviness like we're used to, where people think that we have to heal things and fix things and we're traumatized and we're in all these lower frequencies. That won't go into this elevated world experience, because that's a part of the heaviness that we have in this current world experience. So we're going to start envisioning what is this world that we're living in? What is it like? What do we feel? And so I've felt into it myself. What do I want to experience? And that's the point, is what do you want to experience? Not what you don't want to experience. If there's something comes up that you wouldn't want to experience in this elevated world, then what would be the flip side of that, the higher side of that? And that's what you bring into what you see. So we're talking from the elevated side. So for me, what I really see and I feel, this world is already communicating. It's already saying it's available. Let's start putting what we want into it so it can take form, and so that we can step into it, that we can flow into it. Now, I don't know what that's going to look like exactly, the transition into it, what it'll be like moving from one to the other, because we're going to stay in our body, but our body will also elevate. So we will be healthier. It will be easier to consume. And I say that because we're taking it in, foods that are higher level, that are healthier, that hold their fullness and offer that as nutrition for us. It is the way that we live and what we want to put in, on, and around our body. It'll be lighter. It'll be easy to move physically, energetically, in this elevated world. The air will be lighter and cleaner and clearer. I was even tuning into what it would be like when it rains. And rain is watering the plants and the animals and the earth itself. So we don't necessarily have to be wet in the rain, because that isn't really adding anything nutrition-wise to us. So we could be out in the rain and the rain would be falling around us as opposed to soaking us. Unless you wanted to get wet from the rain, then you could invite it to do that. It's a different kind of world where everything is beneficial for the whole system, for everything that lives in it, all the animals, all the plants, all the minerals, all the humans, everything, and the earth itself. It'll all be beneficial. Now, in the world we live in, everything moves and plays within other elements of it, but it isn't all necessary when it comes to the heaviness part. Some of the things that are created are reflective of that heavier aspect that is also functioning. So the elevated world experience, that won't be there. So the exchanges for our unique offerings, what we bring as part of our uniqueness to everything, will be different. I'm not sure what exactly that will look like. We can begin imagining it, but I do know that it will take the form that works for the whole. So we might envision that there isn't necessarily money the way that we're used to it. Because money, there is a heaviness to money. Not to money itself, but our relationship with money. And that won't be in this higher experience, this elevated world. So I invite you to feel into, if you're standing at the threshold of the opening of this elevated world and you're looking in and you see this beautiful brightness, beautiful white bright light space that is waiting for us to share the experiences we want to have from an elevated point, from elevated frequencies. So that's, like I said, take anything that you find heavy in this current experience, and what would that look like if it was elevated, and offer that. And I'm going to invite you to actually share those visions, because I'm going to bring them into the sessions that continue, so that we really start feeling into, okay, yes, I want to experience that kind of a world. One where we are in our highest, fullest divine expression. The world itself is lighter, cleaner, clearer. The water is all clean, clear, sparkling. Like I said, the rain comes down and it feeds and hydrates the planet and all living things on it. But it doesn't mean that we are wet in the process, if that's not necessary for us to have as part of the rainfall. To live in a way that allows us that unique expression, and that we offer whatever that is for us and through us, and it contributes to the whole. Now, one thing I am going to share and I feel this strongly, is a lot, at least half of the humans on this current current world will not come into this higher world. Not from one to the other. They will and can choose to, once they've transitioned, when they return, if they choose to return. And I do believe souls do. I have a different belief and understanding at this point about the return, the reincarnation aspect of our experience. Is that our soul sees this as a playground, not as a school to learn, not as karma to have to deal with. I mean, it chooses what it wants to bring from other experiences, other lifetimes, into a current one that now we're more aware of, so that we can move through the fullness of the experience that we didn't fully move through in another lifetime. It wants to see what it would be like now from this level of understanding. And with the resources and the environments that exist now. Because maybe it's an experience that you lived through in the 1300s. Well, what life was like in the 1300s and what it's like now would be different. So our soul chooses to me that way, not because, oh, there's something that must play out for us that we didn't complete. It's just our soul saying, let's see what this would be like if you do it now and allow yourself to move through it from the level of consciousness and awareness that you are in now. So I don't hold that understanding of there are lessons, there's karma to sort through. I don't believe that. I believe this is a playground to our soul. And our soul is an extension of source. And playing here and being on this journey and adventure in this physical world, having the senses, our physical senses, having thoughts and emotions that in energetic form we don't have. Our soul doesn't have those, but I do believe it retains a connection to what that's like even once we are complete in a lifetime. And I believe that beings that never experience incarnation here and those elements of the human experience and the contrast here, they don't hold and have the same kinds of understanding that our soul does. And all of it expands our soul, expands source. Our soul, from my understanding, is already perfect. It does not need healed. It doesn't need brought back together. It's not confused. So I see that much differently than a lot of storylines that are out there that to me are still fear-based. Like there is something you have to fix. There's something you have to correct. There's something that you have to do to be able to have and experience something else. And I don't believe that's necessary, especially where we are now. So we're standing at the threshold of this elevated world, and we're not taking all that stuff in there, but it's still the physical experience, just at an elevated level, without the necessity for dis-ease, illness, and physical conditions. And as we move into that, we will experience it differently, but there will be, I really feel like half of the humans who just don't want to transition through physical means into this elevated world. So they'll transition out of the body and choose to come back. I know I said if they choose, but I believe our souls do choose it because it is, it's like an activity to do. That is different than just being pure energy. It allows for a greater understanding and expansion to occur as a whole, as everywhere, as all beings can access information that relates to what has been experienced here. So we are creating this. We are bringing it into form. We're inviting it into form. We're imagining it into form. And we are part of that. And that in itself to me is a gift. That's a gift to be able to create this world in a very conscious way and have the contrast to understand, well, this is what we have experienced. This is not what I want to experience, but we don't talk from a, I don't want this over here. We go, okay, well, what would I want instead of this? That would be a higher experience. We bring it. So I invite you to share what that is in the comments. Share, what do you imagine when you stand, when we're all standing here at this opening and this beautiful new world is available? I believe that we'll be more telepathic. So we'll communicate more that way without needing all the devices. And honestly, I believe that artificial intelligence won't come with us because it won't be necessary. It's something that we use here to assist us here, but we won't need it there. So that will remain here. That just the movement, the connection will be at a higher level. Everything will just, there'll be peace in everything, joy in everything. It's like our whole system has been, I'm thinking of the words, released of, we released the old patterns, the tension. I see it as kind of a flushing out. But it's not that our energy goes anywhere. It's just releasing the tension hold, the attachment to the patterns that have just cycled through our field. And stepping into this elevated experience where it's all just light. It's easier. We think about it and it's created, but it's always created from love. And I'm not one to hold on to like, well, you must think of everyone else when you create. All it is shared with me that it is the highest level of creation when you don't include or disclude anyone else. So it means that when you're forming something that you desire to experience, when we start pulling in other people's opinions or what would be best for them, or pushing that away even, it muddies our creation because it's not as pure and clear and clean when it's just coming from us. And in love, everything that we create in love will overflow from that love. And whatever anybody else does in relation to it is up to them and whatever frequency they want to be in. But when we're creating from love, it's pure. So you create what you desire knowing that it will overflow in whatever ways that it does. But you're not saying, well, I have to consider a spouse or children or, you know, or I'm not going to consider them. It's just do it from your heart. So when we create this and we create the experience that we have here in this elevated world, then those who choose to participate in it can come in and then experience it for themselves as well. And when the overflow resonates, then we come together and we experience that overflow together. But everything we create does come from us. Even when people think, oh, it's programming to say, well, you know, I want to win the lottery. I'm just using this as an example. And I'll give part of it away. Well, that's really not a strong motivator. I found that in energetically and with clients and with myself, it's not a motivator. It's not as strong of a motivator to do it for someone else as it is for the purity of what and why for ourselves. And again, then we share overflow, but we don't focus on that's primary. So if somebody wanted to win the lottery and they just wanted to win it because they want to experience that, fine. And if they do that from love, then the likelihood would be that they would share it then from that level as well. So a natural or a flow in it would be, okay, yeah, I want to share it here. I want to do this, but not come forward. That's like a justification that we have been conditioned. Well, if you want something like that to not look like you're being greedy, you must say that you're going to give it away too. But that just is just part of the way that we're designed and built, that when you're coming from love, then you want to share. We like to share when we enjoy something, it as a referral to someone, or, hey, have you ever had something where you're like, oh, I discovered this, it was the greatest thing. Here, you, I want to share it with you. For nothing in return, or not because that was why you did the thing in the first place. I mean, when I came upon the movie The Secret, and then I watched it, I'm like, oh, I want to share this. Not because I needed to know that I would share that once I listened to it. It was just, oh, I want to share that. That is something we just do from overflow. But when we think about it and go, okay, my intention to go into this thing is for me to have it, I must share it. That's a different energy. And it really it's not as clean or pure. It doesn't align us in the same direct ease of flow as it does if we just do it based upon us. So this world is created based upon what we want to experience in it, and then it starts to intermingle through overflow. And that will be the difference. Not of lack, not of scarcity, but it's just all overflow. So you'd be like, I desired and imagined this thing, and here it is. And now, oh, I am so excited about it. I want other people to know that it exists, and I'm going to share it. And then it seems like it reproduces and becomes more overflow to be shared. See, we're not conditioned really to live in that. And that is what this elevated world experience is. And I'm not going to say will be, it is. And we are moving into it. We are opening ourselves up to saying, okay, I'm living this way. Not just mentally going, yes, I want to, but you have to step in the fullness of every part of you to experience this. That's again why many people won't come, because they won't be willing to let go of what they're already experiencing enough to step in. And so when they transition out of the physical, then they can choose to come back from the higher point than attempting to move through. So there will only be so many of us that actually move through it in the physical. And being in this space together, we're doing this together. We're aware of it. We're conscious of it. We are participating in it. We could even be considered the forefront, the ones going first, because many people will come along once it's more visible, once it's more secure to them. And, you know, with anything, I believe there is a level of, and not initiation like people say, or, you know, like you can only do it if you are this or that, but there is an invitation for us to be at a level to be able to do something, to experience something in the fullness of it. And this is very clean and pure, so we can't take junk in here. It's just, it stops at the entry. It's like, okay, you just can't go in until you've sorted through that or understand the way to sort through that to step into this. So there is a requirement from us to relax, to release, to our hold on things, to allow the energy to move and process, even through the challenging experiences that we've had that we may not have wanted to look at. All of that is part of it. I refer to that as like a fee, a frequency fee to enter things. If we're not willing to pay the fee in whatever form that asks of us, then we can't enter at that time or at that point. And so then we have to evaluate what are we willing to release, to no longer hold on to. That's what I mean with release. It doesn't just disappear, but it's what am I no longer willing to hold on to, really. Not just say it, but actually live it. There's a difference between saying, oh yes, I want to do this, and actually being willing. I know for me, there were years where I kept hearing all it is say, well, you have to let everything go. Be willing to let everything go. And I'm like, what? And then I started thinking about it, and it's like, I could feel into it. That means people, that means beliefs, that means patterns, that means just all sorts of things in my life. And I thought, probably the most difficult would be the people, you know, close to me. What happens if that means they literally like are not present in my life for a period, maybe forever, but maybe just for a period while they are frequencies no longer are in resonance and match enough to be together. And I agreed, but I was still living in, you know, the patterns. And then it sorted itself out without me having to say, okay, I'm absolutely just pushing everyone away. I just saw that it happened as I was willing to do that for myself first. And then it was like a shift into an elevated experience with different people staying, different people leaving. And I can feel some of them left, but they'll come back, or we'll come together again at another point, because they're on their journey too. And there are things that patterns I no longer play in, and it feels so much freer, because I didn't even realize to what degree and what depth they were there. And so I am ready to step into this. And my understanding of being willing to truly process through a lot, physically, emotionally, mentally, I can lead into this space. So I'm inviting you to share what you imagine as well. And that will start to come together for all of us, because I don't fully know what it will be. I can only start offering up what I imagine it feels like, what I imagine it is like, what I imagine will be part of it. And it's not just my imagination. I feel like guided to, okay, this is something that can exist there. Okay. So that, like, we'll communicate more telepathically. And everything will be about people first. That's the big part. People first, connection first. So is it beneficial for the whole? Not that there aren't things that are just desires for individuals, and that's okay. But like, does it uplift the whole? That will be the point. Because this world is not about uplifting the whole. We know that. You can see it. It's not about uplifting the whole. And so the elevated world experience will be and is about uplifting the whole, the expansion of the whole. Does it overall benefit the whole? Now, the reason I want to be conscious of saying that is it's not about going in and going, well, if I desire this, is it good for the whole? If it comes from love, then that uplifts the whole. Because we are allowed to have our individuated experiences and desires and what we want to see in each of our own lives. But through love, it will automatically be for the whole. again, this world, we're not used to that. Because people do things out of, you know, greed. And it's not, I'm not judging here, but that's what it's created. You know, what can they get? What is on their end? And yes, our experience is for us. But then it's like, when I have the experience, I get so excited about it. I want to share from that overflow of the my lived experience. And I enjoy doing that in this world too. But the elevated world will be a different feeling. It'll just be like everything is overflowing all the time. In every moment. Time will be different. I'm conscious of using that word, and I don't want to say I avoid it, but I want to be more careful when I use it. Because it's not, time will not flow like it does for us here. There won't be like schedules. It'll be like you move in what feels aligned for you. And there's much more freedom, much more fluency and flowing and flexibility. And it'll be more truly the expression of each individual in their life and then how it flows and the ways that it flows out into the whole. And at first, it will be a smaller amount of people. And then it'll expand. And so that's my vision so far. And what I'm excited about living in. And I want to know what yours is too. So that this can all start to come together. All the pieces. Because again, I can't think of all of it. I only know what I want to experience and what I want beyond myself too. So share, what do you see? You stand at this entry, this threshold, this opening. I won't say it's not a doorway. It's like there's been an opening in the energy, and there's like edges to it. It's not forming any particular shape. It's just like you're standing there and you can feel it starting to take form and you can feel the beauty in it, the love in it, the expansion in it, the growth in it, the freedom in it. There is no heavy. And anything that still exists in us that is shifting is that feeling of it starts at your feet and goes up to your head, and it's just, it expands those frequency points, the spectrum that I shared in the other session that's focused on our individual desires and frequency. So you just, it's real easy just to let whatever move. And then there's you knowing that there's expansion on the other side of it. And that we love it, we invite it, we accept it, we embrace it, which is different than the way that we process through things mostly here. And so I look forward to what it is that you want to share with us. And each of these sessions will just expand and grow. And, you know, I'm connected with all that is and what this is and bringing this forth. And I'm really creating this for us and more quickly than we have thought. There are people out there. I'm in different spaces watching people talk. And it's like they just think it'll happen or somebody else is going to come and create it. And then we'll just move into it, we'll ascend into it, as if, like, leave. We will leave this, but it'll be in a way that just, like, feels, oh, that was just, I can understand that. It won't be jarring. It won't feel like you have risen out of something else. It'll just be, like, the world around you starts to change and we'll be in this other world and really feel like, and we'll remember the difference, but it'll just fade. Like, oh, yeah, there was a difference. I don't remember the details, but there was a difference. And each person has to choose it. So we can't bring people along and just go, oh, okay. They have to choose every, this is a choice, a conscious participation by each person who moves into this elevated world experience. It's not forced. It's, and I'm not even going to say it's 5D or any, it's beyond that. It is, it's frequency. I've even come to know to look at, you know, all these 5D, 6D. I talked that way before, but now it's frequency. It's just, you move into those frequencies and here's your reality. Here's what you see around you. And that's it. You don't have to give it a dimensional, because three-dimensional, this is what I see. The three-dimensional world is the whole, you know, two-dimension is flat. Three-dimension is like you see the entire thing. Well, six-dimension, I mean, what aspects are you seeing around that? Or 12th dimension. So I feel it's just frequencies. We take away the timelines. Timelines are, feel more like next to each other. Frequencies are high and low. We move differently through frequencies. So I see this differently than most people talk about it. It's all just very fluid, very connected, very source-like, if you want to say. It's how source, it's the way that source functions. Source has shown me details of the way that it moves more clearly. I'm like, okay, so that's what I'm bringing to this and sharing. And I want you to bring what you see. So allow yourself to just be standing at that threshold. And what do you see? What does this life look like as you, as we watch it form, and then we'll walk in. There has to be some more formed. It's like a blank canvas, and then as it forms, then we will move into it, and then we'll be living there. And it's sooner than most people probably think it is. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you share and your experience. Like, is any of this newer to you? Does it feel like you knew this already and now you're giving it a clearer image? What do you feel? What do you experience? What do you want this world to be in the overflow? And I'm sending love.